Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. May I have your name, please?
My name is Cynthia Lamasney.
Okay, thank you. And could you reconfirm your address? Let me make sure that I have the correct account.
28636 Flanders Avenue in Warren, Michigan.
All right, thank you. And give me one moment, just waiting on the account to load.
Okay.
And I appreciate you being patient. I'm sorry. Just waiting on the account to open.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for your patience. I'm looking at the account here, and it shows that a sweepstakes offer was completed for the Le Creuset cookware set on November the 29th for $7.95.
Yeah, that's what the other girl said. I don't recall doing anything like that.
Okay. Do you think anybody else in your household could have been using your information?
I asked my husband. He has nothing. I'm the only one with the credit card.
Okay. Just to confirm, do you have a Yahoo account on your email?
Yes.
Could you confirm that email for me, please?
CindyLamasney@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And that is what I do have on this account. So some information should have been sent to that email regarding the sweepstakes and the $7.95 entry that was paid.
No, I haven't gotten anything.
I just got my
credit card. I didn't recognize it, the charges.
Okay, because also it was the sweepstakes offer was a welcoming gift to join our online discount membership store. When the membership is not canceled per the terms and conditions within 72 hours, it does charge the membership fee, which is $67.32. And also with that membership fee, it sends to the email that you confirmed with me a $125 gift card voucher along with the information to shop at our online web store.
No, I haven't received anything like that.
Okay. Well, we can definitely continue on.
I haven't received anything in the mail. I haven't received any emails. Nothing.
Okay. Well, I can definitely go ahead and proceed with processing the fraud claim for you. I do have the IP address here where the order originated. So what I am going to do is send your information over to your local authorities for you. So that way they can definitely track down and prosecute whomever is using your information.
Okay. All right. So will I be credited this amount on my card?
Well, they have to do the investigation first to find out where the charges originated from. Also, I need to make you aware that all cases of fraud, they are forwarded from pending investigation, and that any false claims or fraudulent charges, they will result in penalties such as a fine. If we are in agreement that you or no one else in your household placed the original order, I can go ahead and continue with processing that claim for you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't recall doing this at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to place you on a brief hold to get all your information submitted, okay?
Okay.
And just to let you know, I'm still here working on the account for you, okay?
Now, was I supposed to receive something before this? I don't understand what you're telling me. Was something about Le Creuset? Was I supposed to receive something?
Well, it was a sweepstakes to win the cookware set, in which the entry fee was $7.95. However, there were additional terms and conditions about enrolling the account into the online discount membership store.
I don't understand all that. And you said I received the $125 voucher or something?
Yes, ma'am. It was sent to the email.
Do you know when it was sent?
It was sent on December 4th.
And what was that good for?
We have an online web store that sells multiple items, household goods, electronics, various things that you can make purchases through our member-only website. So it was sent a voucher $425 to shop at our online store.
125 or 425?
125.
Oh, 125. Okay. And I don't understand what this Lake Crozet thing is. What's that?
It's a sweepstakes to win the cookware set. It's a set of Le Creuset, like the Dutch oven cookware.
Oh. No, I haven't received anything or heard anything like that. Who would have that come from for December 4th? Because I'm going to look in my spam. What would I be looking for? Under what email would that come? I mean,
I'm not sure how the email will come in. It may come from bargain warehouses, but I'm not concrete on that. You can just type in gift card voucher in your search bar, and maybe it'll filter through those emails.
Okay. Boy, this sounds like a real fraud to me. I'm afraid to give you any of my information, but to be honest with you.
I don't need any additional information, ma'am. I'm submitting everything that we have on this account now.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to call my bank. I think that's probably the best thing to do is call my credit card and have them investigate it also.
Okay. Well, basically, what I'm going through is the same thing that your credit card company is going to do as far as confirming the address, the email, and all the information that's on the account. From a banking standpoint, honestly, there is no information on this account that indicates fraud because everything matches that you confirm with me.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody got a hold of my phone or something. I can't think of anything, but nobody else. My husband's the only one that lives with me.
Okay. Well, they'll definitely do that investigation for you and find out. I'm almost done getting everything completed, so bear with me just another moment.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you so much for waiting. I did submit up all your information. If the local authorities need to reach out to you, they do have all of your information to proceed, and someone will get back with you. Pending that investigation, which normally takes about 3 to 5 business days, you'll receive a refund for the $67.32 and the $7.95.
Oh, I will receive a refund. Good. Okay. The other thing is I wanted to ask, is everything canceled? Nothing else is going to be charged on this card, correct?
Yes, that is correct. The account has been closed, so nothing further can be billed to you.
Okay, and then I can expect a refund.
Yes, pending that investigation.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. And what's
your
name?
My name is Shaney.
Shaney, okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.